I couldn't sleep at all last night. Just thinking of you.
Listening to WJFC Agra, Creative Community Magical Radio.
Sunday, April 21st, tune in to Radio for Open Ears. At 7 p.m., Miles Goldfarb will be in with Music of Recent Centuries, and Tony Fallon is in Agra with The Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio at WJXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jim McCabe of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Good morning and welcome to the Jazz Disturbance. You're in tune to WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears, a creative community radio station based in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. Hands-on access and participation activate WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. We broadcast from Hudson, Catskill, and Acre, New York. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay, and this is The Jazz Disturbance, a show featuring jazz and other improvisational music on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 5th Sunday of each month from our Hudson studio from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The time is now 3 minutes past 11 o'clock. And a look at our weather. For today, a slight chance of showers after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 68 degrees. For tonight, slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 49 degrees. For tomorrow, Monday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 66 degrees. For Monday night, a chance of showers, mainly before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 50 degrees. And for Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 72 degrees. And since it is a National Poetry Month, I figured I'd pull out some artists reinterpreting some well-known poets. We'll hear from soprano saxophonist Jane Ira Bloom interpreting the works of Emily Dickinson, drummer Matt Wilson interpreting the work of Carl Sandburg, And then, well, poet Langston Hughes doing Langston Hughes. Coming up right before the noontime news, we'll have the WGXC community calendar, giving you an idea of what's going on in, out, and about the Hudson Valley of New York. You can take a look at our calendar at our website, WGXC.org. Go to the top of the page and click on the word calendar. Coming up after the Jazz Disturbance at 1 p.m., it's Music for the Masses with your host, Neva Wortel. She's here every Sunday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on 90.7 FM on your radio dial, wavefarm.org/listen, and on the TuneIn app on your smartphone. You can reach us on Twitter, twitter.com/WGXC. You can also email us at info@WGXC.org. And we so appreciate your feedback. Feedback@WGXC.org. A few days after the Jazz Disturbance, I do post my playlist at facebook.com/CKDisturbance. All one word. The listener line into our Hudson studio is area code 518-828-0290. That's 518-828-0290. And we will start our morning off with poet Langston Hughes from the 1958 release Weary Blues, originally released on the MGM label. If you find the album, that's the label. If you get the CD, it was put out by Polygram Verve in 1990. This release with Langston Hughes reading and music by bassist Charles Mingus and some arrangements by the music critic and pianist and composer Leonard Feather. From it, we'll hear the track Blues Montage. But there's more to that because, and I'll explain this a little bit later, the tune we're actually going to hear, or the reading we're going to hear, is called Life is Fine. I'll talk more about that a little later. After that, we'll hear from Jane Ira Bloom from the release Wild Lines, improvising Emily Dickinson. This is out on her own label, Outline Records, and we'll hear Dangerous Times, and that's going to be read by the actress Deborah Rush. Mark Elias on bass, Don Clement on piano, and Bobby Previtt on drums. And we'll be right back with the music in just a few.
Went down to the river, I sat down on the bank. I tried to think but couldn't, so I jumped in and sank. I came up once and hollered, I came up twice and cried. If that water hadn't been so cold, I might have sunk and died. But it was cold in that water. It was cold. I took the elevator 16 floors above the ground. I thought about my baby and thought I would jump down. I stood there and I hollered. I stood there and I cried. If it hadn't been so high up there, I might have jumped and died. But it was high. It was high. Well, since I'm still here living, I guess I will live on. I could have died for love, but for living I was born. So you may hear me holler, and you may see me cry. But I'll be dog, sweet baby, if you're gonna see me die. Life is fine, fine as wine. Life is fine.
Lived on dread. To those who know the stimulus there is in danger, other impetus is numb and vitalless. As it were, a spur upon the soul, a fear will urge it where to go. Without the specter's aid, we're challenging despair.
Thank you. Mixtures of aroma in the smoke, incense coruscating in swirls, enveloping. Surrounded. It is as the doctrines suggest, much like the spirit, free and ever reinventing itself. Over the bridge and into the forest of trees. The old roads out of the east. Gossamer wings. Solemn vow to look out for each other. The old roads out of the past. Swirling and cloudy. When those at sea did not return, when a tree is cut down, when sorrow entered into the world, someday I'll bury this pencil in the garden and ride a galloping horse into the sun.
Words as a harsh clamor, and believed that man, when he reaches his highest state of perfection, will again be mute. Universal thought transference might be a reality in some distant era of enlightenment, but at present, life and language are one, and words fitly spoken, as they are described in Proverbs, can be like apples of gold in pictures of silver. But not mere words, words fitly spoken. And when are words fitly spoken? When they are correctly pronounced, when they are crisply enunciated, when they project the emotion desired by the speaker. Nathaniel Hawthorne describes words as a harsh clamor and believed that man, when he reaches his highest state of perfection, will again be mute. Universal thought transference might be a reality in some distant era of enlightenment, but at present, life and language are one, and words fitly spoken, as they are described in Proverbs, can be like apples of gold in pictures of silver. But not mere words, words fitly spoken. And when are words fitly spoken? When they are correctly pronounced, when they are crisply enunciated, when they project the emotion desired by the speaker. Simple? No. For the infinite complexity of language causes even the experts to disagree. There is disagreement on the value of vowels, on accentuation, on the question of retaining or discarding the local color which words seem naturally to assimilate. That's why we find in unabridged dictionaries two, and occasionally three, valid pronunciations for a word. But preference is always given to one, and in this study, it is consensus among current lexicographers which has determined our choice. That controversies do arise is understandable. Scholars have always been confronted with variations and contradictions in their battle to standardize speech. Dr. Samuel Johnson, in the preface to his dictionary, wrote, "I am not so in love with lexicography that I do not recognize that words are the daughters of heaven." In his day, the synonyms for feminine were fickle, unpredictable, and changeable. These definitions suggest a sly but apt description of the character of words and are a very good explanation of why the experts disagree. Words, too, are as nomadic as man. Many that we use every day are centuries old. A few have had the vitality to remain intact through the centuries. Even the spelling, except for alphabetical variation, has remained unchanged. Lung is Chinese, telephone Greek, paprika Hungarian, dam Dutch, kimono Japanese, Madonna Italian, crepe French, skin, the noun, Norwegian, dust, Anglo-Saxon. In Sanskrit, dating back to the 4th century B.C., we find the first printed form of the word mother, recognizable today in many diverse languages. In Sanskrit, the word is spelled M-A-T-R, in Slavic, M-A-T-I, in Greek, M-E-T-E-R, in Latin, M-A-T-E-R, in Italian, M-A-D-R-E, in Swedish and Danish, M-O-D-E-R, in German, M-U-T-T-E-R, in Anglo-Saxon, M-O-D-O-R. However, in this brief remedial study, our chief concern is not the history of words, it's the pronunciation of words, and specifically, the correct pronunciation of those words which are most frequently mispronounced. One of our methods of... Thank you.
winds of miracles sing until the turbulent birds know his name and his fame and the wind.
Sits looking over city and harbor on silent haunches and then moves on. The fog comes on little cat feet. It sits looking over city and harbor on silent haunches and then moves on. The fog comes on little cat feet. It sits looking over city and harbor on silent haunches and then moves on. Harbor on silent haunches and then moves on. Harbor on silent haunches and then moves on.
Send it here. Two or three things in the past failed him that had not failed people of lesser genius. In the first place, He didn't have much sense. He was no good at making love and no good at making money. So he tapped, trucked, boogied, sanded, jittered, until he made the folks say, "Look a yonder at that boy. Hey!" But being no good at loving, the girls left him. When you're no good for dough, they go. With no sense, just wonderful feet, what could possibly be all right? Did he get anywhere? No. Even a great dancer can't CPT a show. Hey, come on, try it out. Ding! Look at that good boy.
And that's the words of Langston Hughes. He appears twice in this set. We just heard from poet Charles Williams along with percussionist, multi-percussionist Tom Teasley. This is from the 1998 release, Poetry, Prose, Percussion, and Song. This was released on Tom Teasley's own records label, TM2. Jointly released by Charles Williams and Tom Teasley. We heard the poetry of Langston Hughes and we heard Dancer. All right, let's backtrack a bit. Where are we? With Matt Williams, the drummer. We heard him behind the voice of the poet Carl Sandburg. And this is taken from the release from, a couple years ago on Palmetto Records, called Honey and Salt, music inspired by the poetry of Carl Sandburg. And I think Carl Sandburg had a few things to say about poetry. And it is, as I look for it, because I found it. Ah, yes, this is what Carl Sandburg had to say. Poetry is the journal of a sea animal living on land, wanting to fly in the air. Carl Sandburg. And before that, we heard Ray Zepeda with the Bakersfield New Music Collective. This is a release, another one from a couple years ago, from 2017 on Sound Sketch Records. Reimagining Milton Babbitt, a centennial celebration for an exceptional American. And we heard the reading by DJ Raulu D of the work called Vision and Prayer. and that featured Ray Zepeda on saxophone. Let's see, before that, and what we ended the set with, and what we heard in between, this is a kooky album I found on one of my excursions. It's from 1962 on Folkways Records. We heard the narrations by Harry Fleetwood. And the release is called Mend Your Speech. Actually, why don't we have some of him in the background? Hold on.
In the following words, there is a marked difference between the American and British pronunciation. We follow the rule that the stem, the meaningful part of a word, not the suffix, be stressed. The British tend to give a secondary stress to the suffix. Cavil, gavel. Deus, peus. Evil, weevil.
So there he is Gossel. Talking about the Gossel. Stresses on words. What we heard in the middle, he was just an introduction Clever. About speech. Clever. And there are other parts Ribble. Of this called like Dribble. Long vowels, slight Barrel. Pronunciation differences Barrel. In diverse words. So I thought that was cool to throw in
words,
there.
The accent is on the second
keep going, syllable. Harry. Keep going.
Acumen, inhuman. Adept, inept. Adult, result. Qatar, afar. Caprice, apiece. Delete, repeat. Enhance, entrance.
And right before that, we Delay. Heard from pianist Delay. Carol Leibowitz Finesse. And clarinetist Bill Redance. Payne with the reading of poet Finesse. Mark Weber
Caress.
From the release on Line Art Records Remakes. Called Spider Web Deface. Mandala. And we Illicit. Heard mixtures of aroma in the smoke. It was recorded live at Outpost Performance
words,
Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico in 2016.
Properly articulated. Remember, A is long in agape, untape. Apricot, April's knot. Babel, table.
From Jane Ira Bloom. Greatest. Let's see, that Greatest. Was her release on Fairy. Outline Records from Fairy. 2017. Dangerous
Slavery.
Times
Slavery.
Was what we heard, Status. Read by actress Status. Deborah Rush from the release Wild Lines, Tomorrow. Improvising Potato. Emily Dickinson. And I
Today,
think Emily had a few things to say
a
about poetry, if
England
I can find it. Ah, yes, here it is.
Modern American
if I feel physically as if the top of my head were taken off, I know
bath,
that is poetry.
Bath, calf, half, Laugh and salve. E is long in decease, cerise. Hysteria, wisteria. Queries, wearies. Series, dearies.
And we started Zero, off with Langston Hughes, hero. With music and arrangements by Charles Mingus
o
and
is long in
Leonard
anchovy,
Feather
and show
from the release Weary Blues
Dollar,
on Verve
Dollar.
Records.
Donor,
originally
owner,
on MGM. This was released in 1949.
Decorum, morale, corral, moral,
and we heard
moral,
Life is
scholastic,
fine. Well, let me talk a little bit more about this release because it was really a task to figure this out. I have the CD, and that's fine and good. But what he reads and what is listed makes no sense. First of all, this CD is almost 45-minute track, and he's reading all this stuff. I'm like, oh, God. So I sat down, and of course, I listened through it, and none of what he read goes along with the tracks. So I happened to find a review of this, and this is what this reviewer said about this release. The lack of proper tracking on the CD is the one big damper on an otherwise archival album and a legitimate gripe. The tracks listed are neither consistent with the music nor the poems, since there are obviously more than 15 of either. It looks like a half-baked job that someone started and then just gave up on. But I didn't give up on it. I found it, along with that other Langston Hughes poem that we heard called Dancer earlier. Life is Fine. They are both included in the collected poems of Langston Hughes, and this is on vintage, put out by Vintage Books. Arnold Rampersand is the editor, and David Rossell is the associate editor. So those two poems and so much more is in the collected poems of Langston Hughes. But this reviewer, he did a real cool thing. He went and he listed out, there must have been there are at least 30 poems, probably more, that he wrote out for people like me to find to play for people like you. Wasn't that nice of him?
Broccoli, Café au lait, Canopy, Foulard, Gauche, Gourmet, Liqueur, Masseur, Première, Résumé, Svelte, Terra Firma, Vichyssoise. A second factor in acquiring good speech is concentration on the slight differences.
Oh my goodness, that was exhausting. All right, you are in tune to WGXC, Acra, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Cheryl Kay, and this is the Jazz Disturbance. The time is now 18 minutes before noon. Ah! All right, and we'll see what we can squeeze in, because we've got the noontime news at noon. But I wanted to let you know that Folk Tales and Stories continuing at our own Hudson Area Library. The library is located at 51 North Street, or I should say 51 North 5th Street, right at State Street here in Hudson. And that's from 2 to 3. It's a story hour with Pamela Badia. Providing families with the opportunity to explore stories that form the traditions and ethics of specific cultures. And this is running all the way through June 28th. For more information, area code 518-828-1792 or hudsonarealibrary.org. And we'll continue here with this is just very interesting. It's another one of those things that I found as I was on vacation. This release by, of all people, actor and activist and author Sidney Poitier. And this is from, when did this come out? 1958? I believe so. And it's called Journeys Inside the Mind, The Dialogues of Plato, and the music of Fred Katz. Fred Katz, the cellist, who's appeared on other people's work, most notably, I'm thinking, the late poet Ken Nordine, who passed away this year. So he's reciting the works of the Athenian philosopher Plato. And this is out on Warner Brothers Records. So let's take a listen to This I Know, That I Know Nothing, from Journeys Inside the Mind, The Dialogues of Plato, only here on the Jazz Disturbance and WGXE.
Thank you. I went to a politician who had the reputation of wisdom and observed him. But as I talked with him, I could not help thinking that he was not really wise, although he was thought wise by many, and wiser still by himself. I tried to explain to him that he thought himself wise, but was not really wise. The consequence was that he hated me, and his enmity was shared by several who were present and heard me. So I left him, saying to myself, "Well, although I do not suppose that either of us knows anything really beautiful and good, I am better off than he, for he knows nothing and thinks that he knows, while I neither know nor think that I know." In this latter particular, I seem to have slightly the advantage of him. After this, I went to one man after another, being unconscious of the enmity I provoked. I went to the poets. And would you believe me, I am almost ashamed to speak of this, for it showed to me it is not by wisdom that the poets write, but by a sort of genius and inspiration. Nonetheless, upon the strength of their poetry, they believed themselves to be the wisest of men. At last, I went to the artisans, being sure they knew more than I. I observed, however, that the good artisans, because they were good workmen, thought that they also knew all sorts of matters. This defect in them overshadowed their wisdom. The result of my Herculean labors, as I may call them, was just this. I found that the men most in repute were all but the most foolish. Therefore, I asked myself whether I would like to be as I am, neither having their sort of knowledge nor their ignorance, or be like them in both. I made answer that I am better off as I am. As a result of this discovery, I am called wise, for my hearers imagine that I possess the wisdom I find wanting in others. But the truth is that God alone is wise. So I go my way obedient to the God within, making inquiry into the wisdom of anyone who appears to be wise. If he is not wise, then in vindication of truth, I show him that he is not wise, so that he may know all that I know. For this I know, that I know nothing.
Bessie sang right off that black disc into the minds of all women. I could almost see her half smiling when that charismatic voice rang right out of Val Gentil's spirit-activated hands. Volume with the Voodoo space-time kettle served us up with much-needed nutrition by channeling the vibrations of African ancestors in the 21st century as Bessie ignited our blood and swam in slices inside the rhythmic mantra. She was baked into our moment. No. Nobody loves you. Nobody loves you when you're down and out. Nobody loves. Nobody loves you when you're down. When you're down and out. When you're down and out. Nobody loves you. Nobody loves you when you're down and out.
the music of flutist Nicole Mitchell from her release Maroon Cloud on FPE Records from last year. We heard Voodoo Space Time Kettle. That was Faye Victor on vocals, Ariane Ortiz on piano, and Tamika Reed on cello. Nicole Mitchell, Maroon Cloud. The time is now, what is it, 5 minutes before noon?
Hey.
Wait a minute. Let me try that again. Yes, indeed. We'll get in some of the WGXC community calendar with the time remaining. Now keep up now at WGXC.org/calendar. Coming up on Tuesday, April 23rd, there are two events happening inside of the Catskill Community Center in Catskill, New York. Starting at 6 p.m., the Adult English as Another Language class begins. Literacy Connections of the Hudson Valley will be assembling a new volunteer team in Catskill to hold Adult English as Another Language classes at the center. For more information, area code 518-719-8244 or literacyconnections.org. Also, coming up at 7 p.m., somewhere inside of that space, the Community Forum on Proposed Catskill Incinerator Project. The second largest incinerator company in the nation has proposed trunking tons of toxic incinerator ash to Smith Landing on Route 9W in Catskill. So this event will provide some more information. If you'd like to go, area code 518-719-8244. The Catskill Community Center is located at 344 Main Street. On Thursday, April 25th, Lucky Five performs at Hilo in Catskill, 365 Main Street at 8 p.m. It'll be live streamed right here at WGXC.org at around 8:30. For more information, HiloCatskill.com. On Friday, April 26th, Blueberry will also be performing in that same space. It starts at 8 p.m. On Saturday, April 27th, a couple of happenings in Hudson. The Hudson Farmers Market opening day, 9 a.m., Columbia Street and North 6th Street. Also that day, the 24-hour drone, 2019, put on by Basilica Hudson, located at 110 South Front Street in Hudson. For more information, basilicahudson.org/24-hour-drone. And folks, that is an abbreviated version of the WGXC community calendar as we come up to the noontime news here. For more information, you can go to our website, WGXC.org. Go to the top of the page and click on calendar. See what I've read and so much more. If you'd like some more information, you can call me here. I'm in the Hudson studio at area code 518-828-0290. You can email us at info@wgxc.org. And of course, we appreciate your feedback. Feedback@wgxc.org.
Now, to summarize, I shall pronounce slowly and distinctly those words which are the most frequently mispronounced. And, adolescence, agile, acumen, anchovy, apricot, agape, Ant. Au gratin. Amateur. Avenue. Beret. Bin. Bird. Blue. Blouse. Broken. Bouquet. Bullion. Betrothed. Boy. Boulevard. Caviar.